Retail tech, from the good to the gimmicky.
Things like magic mirrors arguably are solutions looking for problems. Are these things that people really need?
From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Molly Wood. The National Retail Federation's rosy outlook is that shoppers will spend around $680 billion this November and December, up 4% from last year. Stores are trying their best to figure out what tech they can add, change to encourage us to buy more. Some of this you'll notice. More sales associates on the floor, able to check you out with mobile devices, more in-store charging kiosks for our phones, meant to encourage us to spend a little more time looking around, more interactive magic mirrors that let us call for help or try on different styles. But a lot of the tech retailers are using is behind the scenes. Sucharita Molpuru is a retail analyst with Forrester.
Yeah, some of it happens over long periods of time. Retailers will see that you're in a store, that you may be visiting certain parts of a store, and then you've downloaded their app. That's how they'll identify who you are. You may start to see ads pop up that are relevant to where you're walking by in the physical store.
With the consumer-facing piece of this, where I actually, whether it's the magic mirrors or customer service agents who can actually process my purchases on the sales floor, are those things that customers want? I mean, is this technology for a purpose?
Things like magic mirrors arguably are solutions looking for problems.
Right.
are these things that people really need? There's a company called Fabletics, which sells athletic apparel, and they capture a lot of information in the dressing room. They use, I think, RFID tags to identify what items people are taking into the dressing room. They take that information and they go back to their buyers and look at whether there was a problem with maybe the cut or the manufacturing of that particular product. So those are some examples of things that are behind the scenes that actually have great utility.
Another way I saw that some stores have started introducing technology is really as a lure. So I think some stores have added charging stations. I can come in, hand them my phone, they'll charge it while I shop. Do you think that makes sense? I mean, will the tech as lure work?
So the idea is that if you can keep a shopper there in the store a little bit longer waiting for their phone to get fully charged, they are more likely to just be shopping around. And if they're more likely to shop around, they'll buy something. And in that regard, some of the data points that I've seen are that you do actually see a lift that comes from that. Again, is somebody going to come to the store specifically for that? Probably not. But if you can get them in the store and this becomes another reason for them to stay, it's not altogether a terrible idea.
When you think about the shopping experience 5 or 10 years from now, what do you think it looks like?
We'll see more advertising likely in physical stores. Retailers are a huge destination for consumer traffic still. As retailers struggle with making money selling products, I expect that they can make money marketing products. And if you are part of a loyalty program, it will be a membership program that touches a lot of different brands and retailers in the future.
Sucharita Molpuru is a retail analyst with Forrester. Tech is also changing how we interact with people when we shop. It can feel like we're interacting with fewer and fewer of them, which seems to me like it could be a mistake. Because one of the advantages in-person retailers have over online stores is the ability to help me problem solve, discover. A good salesperson can help me find a more flattering dress or a cool gadget that I hadn't thought of. And that's an upside that'll keep me coming back into the store, more than any magic mirror or charging station. We want to know what tech you're seeing as you do your holiday shopping. Email us, mptech@marketplace.org. That's mptech@marketplace.org. Or you can find us on Twitter @MarketplaceTech. I'm Adrienne Hill. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.